A knight went a-riding on the finest of days, never once thinking of fate's fickle ways. He sang a sweet song as he rode through the wood. The day had portents of nothing but good. But deep in the forest came a scent on the breeze of fire and danger unseen through the trees. It came from his village, his castle, his keep, where it early that morn left his lady asleep. He turned round his charger and blew the loud horn, tore o'er the thickets and jumped o'er the thorn. He near broke his mount with his spurs in her side, to beat the flames over like thunder he'd ride. Beneath the bright sky of impossible blue, the sky was now colored an impossible hue. The keep had been broken, the great towers were down, his squires were all dead, and the place held no sound. Heedless to all, he charged through the gate, till he found his lady he would not abate. He found her struck, mute by sights and sounds, in the courtyard garden green fell on the ground. She wore silver ashes instead of her gown, she wore broken windows in place of her crown. She looked right through him as he lifted her high, she did not once move or utter a sigh. The knight tried all things that the stories do tell, from magical apples to life-giving well. The gift she ignored and the glass pushed away, for her madness kept her in the fear of the day. She built a white fortress inside of her heart, with stones o'er the gate, no weakening heart. She dug it in deep and moved in the earth, living as dead in that darkening birth. Last the knight finally built all the doors, changed all the standards from ghouls to bright door. He'd given his oath to care for his wife, so he planted a garden to bring her new life. His lady did die in her fortress all cold. He could not reach her, no matter how bold. He had done what he could in his spotless self-blame. He mourned her with candles and wept at the flames. The wound still aches hotly when smoke fills the air. When nothing is burning, he senses it there. When he hears the sweet tune he was singing that day, in spite of himself, he's carried away. Oh, could I bring to him some succor and peace, a balm or a salve that could make his pain cease? Do not succumb to your dear lady's fate, for a garden grows richly outside your estate. I cannot bring back your castle or keep, I've only my voice to sing you to sleep. But I will protect you, our sorrows allay, so rest sweet night slumber and dream of the day. For I will protect you, your sorrows allay, so rest sweet night slumber